Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and a busy weekend as well. And it's going to be busy right now, right through the summer, obviously. Let's go with the schools first of all, mainly because it was a busy day with so many Donegal young athletes involved from various schools. And it's always important to mention some of the key schools, and many of them out the. The story being that they're all there to qualify to win Ulster titles, of course, in the schools, but to qualify for the Irish Schools Championships in 2 weeks' time. And so some of the key schools that brought numbers through on the day to the Irish schools, the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town, St. Columbus and Stranorler, Loretto, Letterkenny, really stand out. And of course, a nice performance at the end of the day too for Loretto Milford, who won the 4x300 metres relay. Indeed, Loretto Letterkenny had just won the 4x300 metres girls senior relay prior to that, so that was a good finish to the day in Belfast yesterday. But a lot of athletes, so many athletes, I'm not going to really pick anybody out, but there were many standout performances. And the real litmus test, of course, will be in 2 weeks' time, the Irish Schools Finals, Tullamore, always a great athletics meeting, and we'll see how that all goes. But those schools, well done to them. One of the aspects that I need to relate to from that Ulster Schools yesterday was Loretto Letterkenny made a presentation of a memorial cup in memory of Nora Freel, the former principal of Loretto Letterkenny, who was supportive, very supportive, who passed away a number of years ago, principal of Loretto Letterkenny, of course, and had a great interest in athletics and very supportive of all the teams from all of the sports in the school. So that's a memorial cup for the senior girls, and indeed Loretto Letterkenny overall had a great day yesterday, and well done to Claire McGinley and indeed Nicola McPartland, teachers in that school who are so very positive. Now, what else was happening? Well, in the States again, we're always going back to the States at this time of the year because collegiate athletics is in full swing, and Cara Laverty was in conference championships at the weekend. She came through the 1500 metres heats. She got third in the final, and she was part of the Providence College team that set a new record in the distance relay. So a good weekend for her. She's a Finn Valley athlete, which is back home, and that's... That was a good performance. Also, Amir McCarroll, she's a student at Bradley University. She was in Illinois at her youth conference meet, again running a 1500 metres, again coming through her heats at 4:32 yesterday, and she's in her final later today. So good stories from both of them. Now in Strabane, we had a big crowd today, earlier today, combating the heat, indeed as much as everything else. A big turnout for that. That's the 10th annual Strabane half marathon. Anne-Marie McGlynn from the Strabane Club was the winner from Claire McGuigan. She's also a Strabane girl, but runs out of Letterkenny. It was the 1-2 in the women's. And Eamon McCauley won the men's. But it was all about participation. Big numbers. And there are and continue to be big numbers right now at all of the races, at all of the distances. So it's an up and up and an up and an up and up. Today in Tullamore, a new Finn Valley Club record for Arlene Crossan. She was in a 400 meter hurdles. She won her 400 meter hurdles. And interesting aside to that is it's about 5-6 years since she has challenged herself over 400 meter hurdles. So good to see her back. Good to see her winning. And I'm sure we'll see her over 400 meter hurdles and indeed 400 meters in the season ahead. But today, a new PB for her, taking out her own Finn Valley Club record. So 59.3 for her. So well done to her. And at the very beginning of the day, a 4x4 attempt at a World Under 20 qualifying time for an Irish squad, which included Erin Freel. And Erin Freel, of course, from Letterkenny, and indeed from Loretto Letterkenny, she was on the anchor leg. She really drove them home to a qualification spot for the European Championships Under 20 later in the year. So a good day for those two Donegal girls in action in Tullamore just earlier today. So a busy weekend on many fronts, Kieran, and on Friday night we had a little athletics meet with a couple of hundred young kids involved there. Now, Wednesday, a big big day at Finn Valley with about 1,300 youngsters. The final of the Donegal Primary School's Athletics. The weather looks good. It's a busy, busy day. It's the biggest track and field meeting in terms of numbers and excitement and parents and teachers and youngsters of through the year. So it's a big challenge indeed to organise it and to get them out their road home again back in their buses at 2 or 2:30. So we're looking forward to that. We're delighted that the weather is giving pretty good, so that makes it a little bit easier. So another busy weekend, done and dusted, Kieran. So we look forward to see what happens next weekend now.